Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Live with MJ, where I have the pleasure to interview some of the greatest names in sports, entertainment, food and lifestyle, as well as philanthropy. For those of you who are first-time listeners, my name is MJ Padone. I am the president and founder of Live with MJ and Interpublic Relations. Today I am joined by my beautiful co-host, Gina Mason. Hello, Gina. How are you?
I'm great, MJ. How are you?
Good, thank you. Are you excited for our show today?
Always. We have some great guests on, and I'm really excited to hear what they have to say. I know one of them is an author, and I'll let you, if you want to do your introduction, I don't want to give too much away.
Okay, well, our very special guest this afternoon is an author of a newly released book, Hustle, Believe, Receive, and that is Sarah Centrella, as well as leadership expert and CEO of the Thrive Network, Charles A. Archer. Welcome, you two. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Can you guys hear us?
Can you hear me?
You.
Okay, we got you.
Sorry,
we had a little technical issue here.
Yes, I can hear you both.
Yes.
Hear me okay?
Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, great. Thank you for making the time. I know how busy you both are. So, Sarah, we're going to start with you first.
Sure.
So, can you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your background and your inspiration to write Hustle, Believe, Receive?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it really kind of my story started in 2008 when my husband up and left our family. And it sounds kind of an odd place, I guess, to start, but my story started with my ultimate rock bottom. And at the time when twin girls, they were just over a year old, and then I had a five-year-old son, and I hadn't worked in a couple of years, so I had nothing. I mean, I didn't even have a bank account at this point. I had been so, you know, we had been together since we were 16. It was never a thought in my mind that we wouldn't be together forever. So kind of my world fell apart that day. And when it did, I realized, you know, I had kind of two choices. I could either just completely, like, disintegrate or I could get my butt up and figure out my life. And if I had to totally start from scratch, then I wanted a different life than I had before. I was like, you know what, if I got to do this, I'm going to do it right. So that was kind of the start of my story. And I wound up blogging about it for the next several years. And people started paying attention to the fact that I was changing my life. So that's kind of where the inspiration began.
So when you were saying you were changing your life, what were some of the examples? What were you doing?
Yeah, so I had put it all out on my blog very openly, kind of anonymously at first, because, you know, it's hard to be raw.
Right.
And you know, one of the biggest things that I obviously faced in the very beginning was just basic stuff, like getting a job and, you know, literally getting back on my feet. But I was also posting about what I was optimistic about, you know, that I had dreams, that I had goals that I wanted to achieve. And I would put them out and people would kind of pay attention. And then when I achieved them, they were like, well, wait, how are you doing that? You know, why is this working for you when I'm trying all these other things and nothing's working for me? And that kind of started the core of the HPR method, which I talk about in the book, where I really started putting together the method of how I became successful. And a lot of it I learned from people around me, which I think a lot of us do. You know, we learn by the people we surround ourselves with.
How old were your children at the time?
When this first happened, my twins were a year. I have identical twin girls, and they were a year. And my son was five. my son just turned 13 about 2 weeks ago. So it's time has flown by for sure. And in that time, you know, I've been able to really, really dramatically change my life. You know, I went from those first several months of literally living on food stamps and selling everything we owned on Craigslist to about a year and a half later, you know, flying first class. And I've taken my son field passes to an NFL game and courtside to NBA games. And I mean, really been able to give them a life I didn't even ever initially dream of. So the changes have been really dramatic, and I think that's what people were kind of like, well, wait, how do we do that too?
Well, I know your book includes a lot of stories from different NFL players, some media personalities, professional athletes, and influencers such as Charles. How did you get in contact with all these great people and get them to share your story and their stories as well?
Well, kind of once I had the idea for the book, I had known I wanted to put kind of my success tips together for a while. But honestly, I was like, who's going to listen to me? Like, I'm just a single mom from Oregon. You know, like, who's going to listen to me? I'm not a success guru. I'm none of that. And don't claim to be or necessarily want to be. I wanted to always, like, remain authentic. So I thought, you know, well, I've been so influenced by successful people in my own life, whether it was relationships I'd built in my career, or I was very fortunate to start working with athletes about a year and a half after my husband left and started with a very close friendship with Kenyon Barner, who now plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. And that opened a lot of doors for me, but also I just was kind of a sponge to how they were achieving success. And then when the idea kind of for the book came, I thought, okay, well, all these people have kind of done this in a similar way. I mean, smart minds think alike, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so I literally just went to my friends and the people in my circle and said, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. I think your story's cool. I've known you for a long time. I know kind of what your dream is. Would you be interested in sharing it? And I have to say, of everyone I approached, there was one person that said no, and it was a person I didn't even know. But everyone
that's not
else
bad
was,
odds.
Of course. Yeah. Everyone else was like, of course, whatever I can do. And then I kind of started really looking through social media, and I thought I want even a broader mix and range of people. I want CEOs. I want, you know, artists. I want someone to pick up this dream or this book and say, this is my dream when they read a particular story. And that's actually how I was introduced to Charles. He was a friend of a friend on Instagram. And I thought, oh, looks like he's living his dream. I need to talk to him.
That's awesome.
And, it was great.
And Charles, so to tie you in, you know, as you mentioned that you have a special person in this book. And what was your first thought when Sarah approached you to contribute?
You know, for me, I published several books under the Everybody Path.
Oh, Charles, I think we may have lost you. Are you still there?
He's on there.
Oh, I think he got disconnected. Oh, I think we lost Charles, so I'm sure he'll get right back to us. But
okay, he was calling in from a cell phone, Sarah. So let's move on to another question for you. In your book, you talk about 8 common steps to change your life around. Can you tell us about them and how our listeners can implement them into their lives?
Yeah, absolutely. So these, as I kind of looked over my story, I wanted to find what the simple basic principles were that I had implemented. And then when I went out to interview everyone for the book, I actually did not tell them anything about these steps. I just said, I'm writing a book about success, and it's really about everybody's story. Can you tell me your story? So I would listen to their story, and then at the end of it say, you know, are these steps in their story? And every time they were. So that was kind of when I knew, okay, this is really something that everybody that I know that's successful in anything, you name it, they're doing these things. And so the very first one is you have to dream it. If you don't know where you're going, and if that doesn't excite you and literally make you feel alive just to even start thinking about that dream, then none of the other steps are going to work, you know? Like, you have to really be excited by the dream itself, and you have to figure out where you're going to go. another example is you have to say it. You have to put it out into the world, into the universe, into the people around you, on social media, wherever it is that you say it, because until you do that, until you let the world know that that's what you're working to accomplish, you have an out. Right, you have a backup plan. You don't have to hold yourselves accountable. And for me, I didn't have a lot of people in my life when this very first happened. So, kind of social media or Facebook was my accountability check. I thought, well, if I put it on Facebook, I don't want to like eat crow. You know, like I have to live up to it. So, you know, that was how I said it in the beginning. But so they're simple like that. There's, you know, do it, live it. And they're all things that you've heard of other successful people doing. Nothing is like total rocket science. But I think what makes it really unique is that they're packaged together. And if you do all of these together, it's like a foolproof formula. I mean, I've watched it over and over and over again work for anyone who's tried it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, and that's really good insight that you share, because I think a lot of people, I think holding yourself, you know, accountable for your actions and what you do put out there is really important. So it's great for get the team out there and you're putting it out in writing, and you definitely have to do it now. So that's really great advice, by the way.
Absolutely.
And I think Charles is back on. Charles, can you hear us?
I definitely can hear you. My apologies for that.
No problem. No problem at all. So if you can just able to answer.
Yeah, tell us what you thought about when Sarah approached you, and maybe, you know, Sarah shared her, you know, earthquake moment. And if you want to talk about what you shared with her for the book.
What I was mentioning earlier, and I'll just tie it all together, is, you know, the opportunity to pay all of my success forward is just really huge, I think, for the type of things that Sarah's doing and the type of things that, you know, I'm doing with my not-for-profit, et cetera. But what I share with Sarah and I share with her for the book is coming from a place of inadequacy and low self-esteem and, you know, failure, et cetera, how did I want to create something that would live beyond myself, would stretch my imagination, would help me grow? And what I realize is those things happen in collaboration and partnership with others. And that's the kind of story that I share with Sarah in the book.
And I think, too, like, well, just to touch on your Everybody Paddles book, I think you guys have a lot of the similar ideology, and you know, you guys have a lot of the core principles are the same. Do you want to tell our listeners who may not be familiar with your Everybody Paddles book, Charles, kind of how you apply that to business and life?
Well, for me, as I mentioned, you know, my successes have all been aligned with other people. And inside Everybody Paddles, a leader's blueprint for creating a unified team, I really lay out six principles that literally can promote that type of collaboration and unity and partnership that will help you grow individually and professionally. So when I talk about unity or communication or solutions, it's really, you know, instead of concentrating on the challenges of life, and we all acknowledge that they exist, how do I have something together that says that in the midst of this, if you communicate appropriately with others, things can happen positively? If you realize that everyone in your life has some sort of value and can contribute to whatever you're doing, is a positive thing. And those are the things that are really coming from the Everybody Paddles book, as well as my work with the Thrive Network.
Absolutely. And I know, too, Sarah, you know, speaking of collaboration and really helping others, I know both of you, Charles and Sarah, also do a lot of speaking engagements and, you know, kind of have both been, you know, centers of influence to help other people. And, Sarah, you're working on expanding the Hustle Believe Receive brand outside of the book by doing boot camps and training seminars.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to tell our listeners a little bit about what you're working on?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, to Charles's point, I think it's just so important for all of us to really look around and see who we are surrounding ourselves with, because, like you said, our success is reflective of the success of others and vice versa. And for me, in writing this book, it was really important to me to bring everyone along for the ride. I mean, that was one of the first things I asked every single person in the book: are you okay with being on this ride? Like, you know, it's not just kind of once we do this, it's a done deal. I really feel like it will create a movement. And people's response to that and their willingness to just be full bore in that and support this has been way overwhelming for me. I did not even expect it to be that. So I would just really encourage your listeners to take, if that is all they take away from today, is to really invest in the people around them. And if they're not around great people, to change that. But to answer your question, I do. You know, I think the book for a lot of people, they can pick it up and learn every single thing they need to learn for, you know, $15 to $20, wherever they buy it. And they're off and running. But I think there's certainly a lot of people who need a little extra support or need a little extra help in that. And so I've developed the boot camps, which have had incredible success. The people who have taken them have really, really changed their lives and achieved some amazing things. And it's basically support. It's me kind of coaching you one-on-one through each of the steps and helping tailor it to you individually. So I have that. And then I also train coaches. I have 6 right now around the world that are trained and certified to coach this method as well.
That's awesome. Do you have, could the book be digitally downloaded?
It can, yes. So it's available in all formats everywhere. It's on iTunes, it's on Kindle, it's through Barnes & Noble, Amazon, literally everywhere, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, great.
And just so everyone knows, we have the link to purchase the website from Amazon on our Live with MJ page, and we'll remind everyone at the end as well.
Charles, we know you have some very exciting things coming up this year, the Thrive Network's 20th anniversary of service, and that's such a remarkable accomplishment, by the way. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Thrive Network and your in terms of location, new programs being offered, and any new initiatives in 2016?
The most exciting things that are happening is that we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Thrive Network and realizing that there was a big gap in support and a big gap in services for people who were disadvantaged or disenfranchised, a colleague and I decided to start an organization that really would address the needs of people in underserved and under-accessed communities. And in doing so, 20 years later, we are now known as the Thrive Network, supporting over 1,200 people a year with a tremendous workforce of over 600 people that are dedicated to the enhancement of the lives of others, really caring about the advance of people. And in what you see in Hustle, Believe, Receive, and what you see in Everybody Paddles, and what you see in the Thrive Network is that it's community that makes the difference. It's the partnership, and it's the contribution of everybody in the same boat at the same time in the same direction that makes the success. So this year, we're going to host a number of events for the Thrive Network to get people aligned and associated with what we're doing. There are going to be some other things that I'm going to do through Everybody Paddles, as well as speaking and in consulting and in advancing a theory that when you partner with other people, success is bound to happen, and we all can be successful and thrive together.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and that's so great. Everything you have been doing has really, I mean, you've grown this organization to a massive level, the services that you offer, the celebrity ambassadors that now have joined you in your journey, so to speak, and just everything about who you are, your recent TED Talk. And you're really inspirational.
You know, MJ, I think what happens is, I'm sure it happens with Sarah, there's so much going on and you're so excited about everything that it does become a full journey. You know, when I think about, you know, having met Tim Tebow a year ago and then able to honor him and his work in October of 2015 as one of the people who thrive. When I think about the fact that, you know, I'm now on a stage sharing the story of the Thrive Network and what we've been through and where we are today as a TED Talk is just amazing. And, you know, when you have people that naturally want to support you and see you succeed and see your foundation and organization grow, it is absolutely a fantastic thing.
it's incredible, and we're really excited to be a part of your journey, as you know. And every time I look at your upcoming calendar, we get more excited. And I know the first thing that you and Sarah are doing collectively on Thursday, February 11th at Barnes & Noble, you will be signing your book, Sarah, and Charles, you'll be there to sign as well. And you want to tell us a little bit about what's going to happen that night?
Yes, we're so excited. I mean, I'm thrilled for this. ABC News is actually going to be there filming this event, and we're going to have several people who are featured in the book, including Charles, who's one of the experts in the book, there. I'll have a couple questions for them to talk a little bit about their story, and then they will be there for the audience to sign. They're all going to sign their story in the book and take pictures, and we've done this now at the Grove in L.A. We did it at Powerhouse Arena in Brooklyn the very first day the book came out, and these events have just been emotionally amazing. I don't know how to put it. People are just very, very connected to everyone in the book. They're very connected to the book. It's a very personal thing for people who followed me for a long time because they know this is the realization of my dream. So it's been awesome, and I think that's what ABC News is excited to capture for us.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. But we,
I
now
think
we
what
have
also
few...
happened, MJ, is that whenever Sarah's in town now, she knows she has to call me.
So of course. Of course. He's the first person I call, like, just so you know, this is what you're doing when I'm in town, right?
Well, that's awesome. And he should be your first person.
Yes.
We just have a couple of questions from a few people that have emailed us. So we have Michael from L.A., and he has a question for Sarah, and he said,
sure.
Sarah, he's listened to your 8 tips, and he wants to know, forgetting your 8 tips, if you can just say the first thing that comes to mind for somebody who's a total novice in this area but really needs the help, what would be the first thing you would tell them?
The very first thing that I would tell anybody, which is kind of my personal slogan, is anything is possible for anybody. And I think it sounds cliche because we hear it a lot, but my whole goal these last 6 or 7 years has been to prove that fact. And I've proved it. The people in the book have proved it. So my whole thing is it doesn't matter where you are when you're starting out, even if you know nothing, even if you feel like your life is completely falling apart, I promise you, if you put this into play and you put the work in, you're going to get where you want to be.
Awesome. That's a great answer. And before Gina asks the question, Kathy from, look at this, Cincinnati. She wants to know, Charles, she's thinking about starting a nonprofit as well. Do you have any advice as far as being a leader of such an organization?
I think, you know, because we all have missions and we all have things that we want to accomplish. My advice to anyone who wants to start anything, especially a not-for-profit, is to be totally and fully engaged and committed. It's a journey that will take you through hills and valleys to, you know, dirt roads, to paved roads, you know, smooth sailing to rough waters. And I think that the leader needs to be prepared that when you decide to start a not-for-profit, that that's what the journey is going to take. Oftentimes, we want everything to be easy. We want everything to be comfortable and to be smooth. But in starting a company, be prepared to work all the time. Be prepared to not sleep. Be prepared to worry about deadlines and funders and board of directors and staff. Be fully engaged, because yet it might appear to be easier 20 years down the road, but there is something said about ambition. You know, ambition could be a blessing or a curse. And for those of us who love ambition, it drives us to a place where if we're not fully engaged, one, we're not happy, but two, you know, it requires a level of commitment.
Absolutely. Good response, Charles. I couldn't agree with you more.
And, Sarah, we have another question from Julie from Staten Island. And she's a single mother and had a very similar situation happen to her, and she's got daughters. what advice, obviously you're a very strong woman and you've been an amazing example for your daughters, what advice do you have for women who are single mothers of daughters? How do you empower those daughters to be strong, independent women and overcome situations similar to what you and your daughters have gone through?
Sure. I think, you know, for me, just always being open with my kids, not in the TMI type of way, but just saying, you know, like, we are in this together. We are going to make this happen, you know, having them understand what's going on so they're not fearful, and also letting them know that you've got this, that you can handle it. And I know single moms a lot of times kind of get the rap of not being able to handle much because we have so much to handle, that, you know, it can tend to go the other way, right? But I think building that confidence in yourself that you can handle it, building that confidence in yourself that you can multitask in a productive and positive way, and then sharing those wins with your kids, I think is huge. You know, when this entire book journey, this was my kids' book journey too, you know, like from day one. So they've gone to the signings with me, and people who order my book on the website will send it to me to say, can your kids sign the book? Because this is their journey. This is their dream. I've used it as a teaching moment for years for them to say, so here's the problem, here's how we fix it, and here's how you can achieve what you want to do. So I think just having that open communication and realizing, like, you can do it. There aren't a ton of examples of strong single moms out there, at least not that I really had in my life. But it's completely possible to have the career, have the kids, and follow your dream.
Great advice.
And kudos to you for all that you've accomplished. And you know, from what we've heard, you have wonderful children, and we love that, you know, you are out there being a great example for, you know, not just single mothers, but for all females out there.
Strong, powerful
Thank
woman.
You so much.
Charles.
Thank you so much.
Charles, we have Jim from New Jersey, and he wants to know, he says sometimes he doesn't necessarily always have the funds to give to a foundation. Do you have any other suggestions you could share with him and how he can volunteer, or what's needed by a foundation such as yours on how he can see fit to help?
At the Thrive Network, and I think that's an excellent question, a question that I'm sure a lot of people grapple with, where I want to support the Thrive Network and similar organizations, but I don't have the financial resources. There are things from helping us with letter writing campaigns. There are things from, you know, introducing us to other people who might be willing to support the cause that we are promoting. To even if you are an expert or have a license in something, offering trade services to a not-for-profit is another way of volunteering your time opposed to just the dollar. Because for not-for-profits like Thrive, especially new not-for-profits, if someone is, for instance, a IT person or someone in computer, if they wanted to run a computer class for our disabled individuals, that would be huge for us. And that's another way to volunteer. If there was someone who had sort of political connections and wanted to work with us in introducing us to people that could introduce us to other foundations, et cetera, that could offer grant money. Those type of things are huge for the not-for-profit community, and it's not always about the dollar, but it's really about the impact.
Awesome. Great advice. Definitely great advice. Well, I think we are coming to the end of our show, but we want to thank you, Sarah and Charles, for joining us today. It was such a pleasure having
you
both. And we look forward
Thank
to having you,
so you
join us again very soon and give us an update on all the amazing things you both are working on. And once again, be sure to follow Sarah and Charles on social media and go out and get a copy of Hustle, Believe, Receive. We have all the links on the Live with MJ page, but here's how you can follow them.
Okay, so you can go to www.sarahcintrella.com, and you can also find Sarah on Facebook at Sarah Cintrella Fan, Twitter at Sarah Cintrella, and on Instagram at Sarah Cintrella. And for Charles, you can find Charles, more information about Charles at charlesarcher.com, and also thethrivenetwork.org. And on Facebook, you can find Charles at Charles A. Archer, and on Twitter at Charles A. Archer, and also Charles A. Archer on Instagram. So make sure you guys follow them and go out and get a book. It's going to be flying off the shelves, and we're so excited for you guys.
Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you. It was awesome.
Thank you so much, and congratulations, Sarah.
Yes, I'll see you soon, Charles.
Thank you. Bye, Sarah. Good luck.
Bye.